Hi.
Yes, this is Lake. Did you request a call back from customer service?
I did. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Not too good. I took a survey for Home Depot, which I thought was Home Depot, to be a winner for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And next thing I know, I'm being charged $59 for, let me show you. Hold on, sorry, I got gloves on. All right, for Balanced Health.
All right, let me see if I can get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
71292.
All right, what's your first and last name?
Ashley Corley, Corley. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Laken, Laken.
Laken. Oh, that's cute.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, and then verify.
Go ahead.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
415 Arthur Street, West Monroe, 71292.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. So it looks like here I do see you took a survey to try to win a Dyson Vacuum 11 through a contest entry.
Right, and it was supposed to be $5 for shipping or something. Nothing about no health stuff.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, basically, yeah, we don't charge anything for shipping. The Dyson vacuum is an entry to win through a sweepstakes. And before you submit your order, ma'am. Yeah, and then before you submit your order, you have to read what's called those terms and conditions. And then it tells you that by entering that contest, they automatically enroll you into a meal planning app subscription through Bite Tubs, and it's $59.89.
Okay, I didn't get any of that. All I got was after I entered my stuff in, I hit continue, and then it says, boom, you're done. Wait for an email from mail something. It didn't tell me anything about no reading and agreeing and none of that.
Yes, ma'am.
But I wouldn't have done it. I can't afford that. I would have never done anything for meals or anything like that. I'm not trying to sound rude. I just can't afford it, you know? I would love to.
Yeah. I can definitely understand that. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. It's just I live on myself, and maybe I can in the future, but, you know, I just can't right now.
Okay. All right. So I can go ahead and help you with that. Yeah. So basically the app just focuses on how to help you boost your energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. Would you like to try it at $20 a month?
No, ma'am. I can't. I'm like on such tight budget. I can't do anything.
No, you're fine. We'll get it canceled. Give me 1 second. Okay.
Okay. It's hump day, girl.
you look, because we are definitely humping over here, let me tell you.
Right.
All day since we got here.
Right.
Jesus. That's every day for us.
Right. Where you work at? Where are you from? Like, we're out of?
Me? I'm in Alabama.
Okay, Alabama. You're not a Bama fan, are you?
No. God, no.
Yeah, you should be LSU.
Oh, yeah, they have a pretty good team. I like them.
Yeah.
Is that what you are, LSU fan?
Oh, yeah. All the way.
What you said?
All the way. Huh?
What you said? All the way. Where are you? Are you in?
I'm in West Monroe.
Is that Los Angeles?
Oh, no, ma'am. Louisiana. I'm sorry.
That's Louisiana. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. LSU is Louisiana State University.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, they always have a pretty good team.
L.A. is, yeah, L.A.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering. It could be a lot of different, so that's why I'm just like.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
But, no, you're fine.
It'd be very confusing.
Trust me, it's always, we're always like, we're always guessing, like, are you here, there?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, Lordy.
I know. Tell me about it.
Let's see. Today is day 4. Tomorrow's the 5th.
I know.
5/5/22.
Yeah, it's flying by.
I know. I mean, my goodness, it's summer. That'd be summer.
Yeah, it is. It's, I don't know where these months are going.
They're flying.
Yes, they are.
Are they going to let you take this off of my thing?
Did you just do it today? It's, right?
Yeah, I just did it. Like, I work at an endoscopy clinic where we do colons and upper GIs, and I'm in the scope room where I clean them.
Uh-huh.
We have, like, a little break in between. And so I got the email, and I did just go to Home Depot and purchase a lot of stuff.
Oh.
So, and it looked like it was, I'm not saying it was a fake thing, but it looked legit, like it was Home Depot trying to help you out, you know?
Oh, yeah,
and then
I get
I
it.
Yeah, and then it pops over to it, because that Dyson, man, I want that Dyson. That's nice.
Oh, yeah, they are nice.
Yeah. But I didn't read anything about fine print, nothing like that. It just, bam, I hit continue after I put that in, and it just went straight through that. Like, it didn't give me an option or anything.
Mm. Okay, well, usually what we do, if you just did it, I'm assuming I know it's got to be pending.
Yes, it's pending.
Yeah. So basically what we have them do is wait until it posts and then just call us back and we'll have to take care of it for you then.
Can I talk to you?
That's fine.
Okay. Do you have an extension or just say Lakin?
Yeah, Lakin. Yeah, trust me, I'm the only one here with that name.
Yeah, okay. What's the last initial?
Ma'am.
You said?
The last.
You said Lakin.
Smith.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. Girl, all right. And I call you back at 888-754-9758.
Yes, ma'am. You're going to write down the cancellation number?
What is it?
All right. C is in Charlie. It's 920.
Okay.
It's 697-375.
And that's the cancellation number.
Correct.
All right. And can I repeat that to you?
Yes.
Okay. C as in Charlie, 920-697-375.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. All right. All right. So I have to wait until it goes in, like, goes in the account, and then
yes, ma'am.
I'll call. Okay. All right, Miss Lakin. Well, I guess I'll be calling you tomorrow. You work tomorrow, don't you?
Yes, I do. Don't remind me.
Okay, I do too, girl.
I know.
Let's look at it like that. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
One more day.
I know.
To the end. I know. I work in a call center, and it's like, oh, you want to get up and walk around, but you know you can't because they watch.
Oh, God. It'd be nice if you could walk around and do this job. That'd be really nice.
Like, yes. It would. Like, give me a headset. Let me walk around.
That'd be really cool. Wouldn't that be nice if we could have, like, a wireless one and do it, like, walk around?
Yeah. You know, like, talk and walk with your hands and stuff and all that.
Yeah. I know. That would be nice.
You could get into your conversations better, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get
They should think about that.
Maybe you need to bring it up.
You got that right. I'm serious. That probably be better.
Yeah, it would, because you're not so uptight. You know, when you're sitting at that desk, you know you want to get up and move so bad, but you know you can't. So that right there really nags at you, knowing that you can't. You know what I mean? You know, like somebody put some candy in front of you, and they say, hey, you can't have that. All you can do is look at it, you know. Shit, I bet you're going to end up eating that candy. But I'm saying, like, it's kind of like that. There's no reason, unless they're wanting to separate y'all for, tell me wear your mask if you have to, you know, if they're worried about distance and all that. I would.
Yeah.
It would make it a lot better. I mean, I get that they want to keep it professional and, you know, when the big suits come in and all this, they want it. Well, I mean, you'll get better customer service if your customer service people are comfortable at what they're doing.
You are right about that.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you should.
Yeah, you're right. We'll definitely have to mention it to them.
Or even those desks that stand up to them, you know?
I mean, yeah, they don't mind you standing up at your desk. Like, you can stand up at your desk and, like, talk from the headset. They don't say anything about that.
Yeah. I know. You know who I'm thinking about, like, on the movie, you know?
I know.
When they're all walking around. But anyway, I would try it, you know. It don't hurt to try. At least you know you asked. Closed mouths don't get fed, girl. But it does make a lot of sense, you know. Sitting at the desk, you're so tense and like, you don't want to do a dang call. Well, that's how I felt when I worked at Vantage Health Plan. They watch everything you do. Anyway, you there?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, no, I'm just listening to you. No, you're fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go, and I'll call you tomorrow or whenever it goes through.
Yeah, that's fine.
How's that work? You just take it off?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Ms. Lakin, thank you so much. You've been such a big, big help. I appreciate it.
All right. You're definitely welcome. Is there anything else we can help you with today?
No, ma'am. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Talk to you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
You were great.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. Goodbye.